Okay, good evening, everybody. It is 6:03 p.m., and this is a meeting of the Derby 350th Anniversary Committee. Our regular meeting, Monday, a Tuesday, December 9th, 2025, and we'll call the meeting to order and rise to salute the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. Into the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, I'll note for the record the folks that are here: Randy Ritter, Michelle Linane, Mark Anthony Izzo, Sarah Vidomsky, Margaret Vic Domino, Mark Garofalo. So we'll have the public portion. If there's anybody from the public who would like to address the committee, please come forward, state your name and address for the record. Anybody from the public? Anybody?
I'll just speak.
As a public?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know, because I don't know if there's, yeah, just really quick. Mark Anthony is 0328 Olivia Street, Derby. Sorry for missing the past couple of meetings there, but I wanted to go on the record and thank everybody who put together the block party, because I've actually, a lot of people have come up to me and said how much they enjoyed it. I wanted to let them know that it wasn't me. I may have done some advertising for it, but I did not put it together. It was kind of visible for that day. And also, Ari had a great job the other day on the tree lighting, or both tree lightings, actually. And thank you very much.
Thank you. What's your house number again?
328 Olivia
328.
Street. Yeah. Last house on the left.
No, that I
In
know.
the old place.
That I know. I just don't know the number. All right. So, anybody else from the public? Anybody else from the public? Hearing none from the public, we'll close the public portion and we'll move on to our agenda. Go to item W on. Page three. Okay. And so the events that we had since our last meeting, we have a brief recap. So on November 22nd, 2025, we had the ecumenical service for deceased members of our community from January 1st, 2024 to October 31st, 2025. We had very robust comments that we had from people, emails, people responding, that were very touched by us doing this as a community, from people who were able to come and those who could not come. And we also had the people that did come. One person was there. The first person that showed up that day was, she wasn't able to have a funeral for her mother, so she was very happy that there was something to, to go on with that. So we're very happy with that, and hopefully, we intend to make it a yearly event, and then to include people from November 1st, 2025 to October 31st, 2026. The way, just so the record is clear for anybody keeping notes, the way we get the names are from the death registry from the state of Connecticut. So that anybody who passed, who lives in Derby, at the time of their passing, we would pick them up. What we won't pick up are people who live in Derby who may have died out of state. We wouldn't automatically pick it up that way. And also, we did get feedback regarding people who lived in Derby in days gone by, or were born in Derby, or that lived here before, that felt they should be on the list. And it doesn't cause anything to happen. It doesn't cost anything to put them on the list. However, it's not possible to know that. It would be kind of difficult unless somebody like signed up. So our intent is to put it out there in the for earlier and in the future, so that if people want to do that, we could just include them to the list. So the record should reflect Grace Soika is here
Hello,
at
Grace.
6:08, and Dennis is here
I'm
as
here.
well. Thanks for coming. and Dennis Toyka, that is. So we did it for, first time, and really our intent was to try to go back to 2020 when people couldn't have funerals, but it would have been, I think, too labor intensive to track down people, because even in that we did like essentially 2 years worth, people next of kin had passed, and there's a lot of moving parts. So, point taken, and hopefully nobody's offended that we, somebody would, we didn't leave anybody off the list, but there was a criteria to do the best that we could do within the context of that situation. So, if anybody has any suggestions for the future, again, Lynn Cassini from the senior center was helpful in getting the names, like, of the people who belong to the senior center who were part of the list as well. So there's not a, it's not a perfect, it's not an exact science, because there's no other way to, kind of do that. So if we could be aware, and, just if there are names that come up throughout the year, kind of we're aware of it now. So, if somebody feeds us the names, we could do it. And even if it was before that, I told some people, because again, we're not, want to be inclusive and sensitive. And we did also receive feedback from one person who did not want to be included because if they, it brought back bad memories for them. So, we got kind of the
Amen.
full gamut
Amen.
of, no, definitely cannot. But that's not, we're not playing it to win. We're playing it to just to try to do the best that we can do. But Mark.
So, questions will go out. I mean, the question is, notifications went out a little earlier as to people who want to be included. But
Well, yeah, I mean, we'll put it on social media, like
yeah.
kind of a rolling, ongoing, and also like the, as
Word of
hate to
mouth.
say
Yeah.
it. Yeah, I mean,
Yeah.
as the year goes and we're aware of it, if
Yeah.
somebody says, hey, so and
Don't
so,
buy a list. Yeah.
if it's a relative or somebody that lived here, it's certainly a good thing to be
Oh,
inclusive
sure.
of the
Right.
list. But if we don't know,
We don't know.
we're not going to be able to do it. Just turn on your mic. So, yeah, go ahead.
Would it be helpful to get a list, maybe from Eddie from Edzima or the funeral homes? Would that be helpful?
Yeah, I mean, we tried to again do that, but like the bulk of it, we took, we get it directly, the death
Right.
certificates, so we have that, and again, like, we're going to try to just be aware of it, like, this year, to be, because there's not like a, we do this for veterans too, like for Memorial Day. And we've had issues when we kind of refined the system, and the veterans groups are, they're diligent about keeping an eye on that. If they know somebody passed who was out of state, or some other, somebody
Yeah.
moved, say out of state because they had to, go with family because they're elderly or so forth, they let us know. So, because in years gone by, it was less than exact, and it was a little awkward for the at the
Yeah.
ceremony there. But this,
Yeah.
I think being aware and trying to maintain that. So if you, like, again, if people know, and something comes up, it's good to be even a little repetitive. If we get it from more than one person, at least we know that we have it. So,
That's a good starting point, Dad.
yeah, I mean, we had to start somewhere, and like with a lot of these events, start somewhere, and then we can refine it and do it that way. So, but overall, I was very pleased with the turnout. I thought it was a good turnout. We had like 200 names, so it's, more or less around 100 names a year. It was, so, like I said, going back further would have been, it would have been too complicated, unfortunately. But, again, I'm going to open it up, and if somebody didn't have a funeral at some point, during that COVID time, happy to add them to the list. You know what I mean? So, thank you for everybody for your help and support on all that. Unfortunately, as you know, the Taste of Derby was canceled, so there's no report on that. Tree lighting on the Derby Green, day after Thanksgiving, we had a good turnout. Bradley School and Derby High School bands play, I mean, of choruses play, sang, and it was nice in Cornerstone Christian Center also sang, and Santa was there, and a nice tree lighting. So,
Just to prove it.
but yeah, and we have the pictures to prove it. And you know, we paid for the sound system to be there because in the end, it's no fun for the kids if nobody can hear them. So that worked out. And it, you know, thanks to the Elks for also too for helping us with the hot chocolate. They put it all together. So that was great. And the Scouts also helped with the table. So thank you for that. On Saturday, December last Saturday on the 6th, it was the 40th anniversary of the River Restaurant. So as part of the inauguration ceremonies, we had a moment of silence and a reading for that. And it was you know, it was a nice moment to remember the six people that passed. And Beth Lynch, who's town clerk, and Sonia, her mother and her sister passed. She was there and she was very touched, and she reached out to me and to and through social media, she put out a nice a statement out there because she was very touched by it. So it certainly was part of our history for sure. And it worked out. So and then this past Saturday as well, in the evening, we had the Academy Hill tree lighting. Michelle and Ann did a great job coordinating that and making it successful with the help of the Public Works Department, Shriver's Tree, Derby Fire Department, Derby Police, and the Historical Society. Quail and Ale and Dr. Anita were our sponsors. And Michelle, you want to give more of the details that I sorry, that's on automatic pilot.
Yeah,
Sorry.
I think you got everybody. And then the band. I mean, everyone just loved the band. I think we should hire them every year for the next 25 years, guarantee
Kind of messed that up
them.
early.
I thought it was a good turnout for being the first time doing it, and I don't know how long. I'm not sure if anyone knows how long, but thought it was a good turnout. And
Just, I'm sorry. Just on that point, I don't remember there ever being a, no, a ceremony like a. It was lit up, but there was never. I don't remember a ceremony. I shouldn't say never, but probably maybe when they put candles on trees, there might have been a ceremony then. But there, I don't ever remember in my time, but.
yeah, and then thank you to Margaret for doing the Derby 350 merchandise. I think you did well, you said. And then we added the letters Santa mailbox, so that's something that we could have for future events. So can't wait to see all that happen again. And I think we touched on everything.
It was, I think it was nice too, for the neighbors that did show up. And also, you know, that we spent time on the green is helpful to, you know, note the need for lighting on that green. But also, you know, it didn't, I've been there, but there's a nice amount of space in that flat area on top, you know, up to where the tree was before it starts going down. There's a good amount of space there for a nice activity. And to me, of note, I talked to Public Works, you know, and in the spring, you know, it's ruddy, so it needs to kind of be landscaped or like at least like, you know, flattened out or whatever. So it's a little, yeah. Pardon?
Holes.
Well, that would be, yeah, definitely helpful. But thank you again, Michelle, because that was really, you know, the instigators of it, you know, and the idea came from Jason from Quail and Ale. But I'm glad that you made it a reality. And it was, as somebody who appreciates live music, I thought it was, you know, it was great to have them. I think everybody enjoyed it. A lot of people were jealous because they saw it on Facebook, and it clearly was fun, and they were entertaining, and you know, and then just not, you know, and to be like topped off, the them marching into the Quail and Ale was so classic. And Randy said, you know, oh, there's people waiting to get in. I said, the band, you got to keep going. You got. You gotta go because the space you see is what you get. So I think that they were the quail and ale was happy too. So it was a fun spirit, certainly get you in the spirit of the holidays. So that was great. So thank you again, Michelle. Anything else on that? Nope.
I think we're good.
And again, thank you to our committee, our sales department for all the they've been at all the events. So we appreciate your sales. And it's good to see we have fewer boxes and fewer inventory. So that's a good thing. And we did post it on Facebook, if people want to come in. And we have been getting calls and stuff. So since we posted it, that people want the yeah, definitely. Yeah. And the thing is too, I put in, I revised it again to say that they're from Woodbury pewters because first some people it's not like a piece of aluminum foil, they're really quality, a nice thing to have. So all right, so briefly moving on to our next future events. So the 12th night celebration at the Derby Historical Society, it's usually, is it January 6th or is it like on the Sunday around that time?
Yeah, I think it's usually on Sunday.
Okay, so yeah, I think it's like the fourth or fifth. So that's a historical society event, so I'm sure it'll be in continuing with their great tradition there. Jack Walsh is not on the line tonight, but they're working on a bunch of plaques to get all of the city properties, and Randy could update on that, please. Thank you.
We're somewhere around 38 plaques that have been made. I think there's two or three of those still to be installed. Some of the latest ones are Storms, Firehouse, the St. James Episcopal Church, and they're working on the rec camp just got approved, so that's going to have one. And the Kellogg House in Osborndale State Park is going to have one as well. And the Yellow Boathouse is going to have one too. There's another list of about 28 more prospects. So Jack's going to keep pushing as he does to get as many as we can get in with plaques by May of next year now. So that's our goal.
Yeah, it's a nice thing. So, it'll be nice. We have a bunch, and once we get a, even more, it'll be a nice way to kind of put together a little directory of those.
Right. And most of them have been self-funded. I think the city has only funded like 10 of them. So it's been a really good. So if anybody is interested, just reach out to Jack. We may share a list of the prospects that we have, and maybe people have connections to some of the properties that we're looking like Roselands is one of them. So just.
Yeah, and some of them have been a little bit of a challenge because, there's existing entity in the building now, but it was, they were started as kind of like the history of it, the previous occupants of the building. So they're trying to work that out to try to see how that could all, because sometimes it's very different users and very different themes or whatever's going on in there. So, but it's an exciting time. So, anything further? We're good. Okay. So, I don't have any update on the 350 acts of kindness. So, hopefully, we get that for the new year. Lilacs have been completed. Melanie is doing some deep research on a scavenger hunt in Milan, I guess. So I'm sure that it'll be a very quality research on that. So look forward to that. And then Michelle has some brief updates on some stuff that we're th thinking about for the first quarter of 26, if we could believe that.
So yeah, we're talking about doing a winter concert series. So I've contacted three bands so far. One band is a doo-wop band. This would probably be for Sundays. And then Tony T Entertainment, they were here for May 31st, a Saturday of the 3-day weekend. And then they were here to do that, but they also do what they call a Rat Pack show. So we were gonna look into having them come. They have three tribute artists, Sinatra, Dino, and Sammy. with their band. And then another type of band I looked into was a yacht rock band. So we're just kind of looking into getting all that arranged and then moving forward from there, setting it up and seeing what dates are available, whether it be Sunday, maybe the yacht rock on a Saturday night.
Good.
Where is he going to be?
At least two of them are going to be at Derby High. And the other one, the Yacht Rock, is more of like a dancey kind of thing. So that's, we're going to try to figure out what makes the most sense for that. So, good. Look forward to that. And the only other thing under committee updates are, like I told you, we had two new sponsor donations from Dr. Anita at Sunflower Dental and Quail and Ale for the help defray the cost of the tree lighting. We still have all of the memorabilia stuff, so that's good, but it's, you know, moving along, so that's also good. So if you need a present for your holiday stocking stuffer, whatever it is, if a Sunday Gloss is looking for something nice, then we got it. So, and if you buy enough stuff, we'll give you a free candy cane if you come to the town clerk's office. Just updating on the digitization of the newspapers, as Randy reported, right? We have the new no domain, or what was.
Yeah, so there's a new URL. We got it changed from Ansonia Historic Archives to LNV for Lower Naugatuck Valley dot history archives dot online. We're still updating the text that's on it. It's a little outdated and some of it's incorrect. But we have the logo for the Derby 350th Committee, and we have the Valley Community Foundation logo on there, and we're thanking them as our donors. So as soon as we finish the text update, we're going to begin promoting it, so that everyone knows about it and can access it. It's funny, once the URL changed, I did have two or three people reach out to me who have been using it and noticed that the URL didn't work. The old one doesn't work anymore, so you got to use the new one. So at least we know it's being used somewhat. So all of the newspapers from 1846 to 1931 are digitized for the ones that we have anyways. And then we have plans. I've written a draft letter that we're working to revise to share with the leaders of the Five Valley towns as a request for donations for the remainder of the Evening Sentinel digitization. It's going to cost another $30,000 to get from 19 second half of 1931 all the way up to 1992 when the Sentinel ceased publication. So we're looking for each of the Five Valley towns to contribute 6,000 if possible. If we can get that, then we'll be well on our way to getting all of the Sentinels digitized, which would be great.
And it is a helpful tool, because a lot of, I mean, it's help. I mean, you'd be surprised how many times people like need it, and it's helpful for a lot of things. None the least of which is sometimes people have there's discrepancies on their birth certificate for whatever reason, Anne with an E, without Michelle with one L, two L's, you know. Grace with two G's. And sometimes, you know, if you had, they have to, proof of that. And one of the proof is, you know, years ago when they used to put birth notices in the paper is a helpful way because it's something that was, you know, legit in real time. So certainly being able to look at it from the computer is a lot different than having to go get the microfilm and do it that way. So, certainly an investment, a once in a lifetime investment to preserve really the written history of our community. So I think it's, I hopefully everybody participates, you know, one way or the other we'll get there.
It's
So.
a great genealogy resource, and you know, since it's digitized and accessible online, anybody anywhere in the world can access it for free. And it'll be a great if we can somehow get our students in the city to maybe utilize it and learn a little bit about their family history or the valley's history. So we'll see if we can move that along with the Board of Ed.
Thank you. Okay, and like I said, and the last thing is the new time capsule. You know, we're going to be kicking that off right after the beginning of the year with Barbara DeGennaro is going to handle that. So I think we're in pretty good shape with that as well. Does anybody have any other business before we adjourn?
I actually have some.
Oh, you know, this will pick it up. It'll pick it up.
Mark Anthony Izzo. The thing I was thinking about is back in 1975, I was a junior in high school. Never thought I was going to make it to 2025. Something to think about is the kids today, make them aware that in 50 years, they're going to be sitting at this table. If there's a way that we can document some of them now, whether it's through the scouts, the fire departments, the school systems, to document who some of these people are in the photographs, and be aware that in 50 years they're the ones that are going to be running this thing if it's still happening. It's because I was thinking about that, like when I was at both the greens with the tree lighting there, seeing some of the kids there. Those are the kids, you know, a little kid is going to be like 50, 60 years old.
Yeah.
So I'd like to have. If there's a way through the school systems, the fire departments, the scouting systems, anything where there's youth involved to get them kind of excited. I was excited back in 75 and I actually participated in some of the events and actually we went to the local Channel 8 to dance. I mean, dancing on TV there with some of my classmates that made fun of me for doing it and they were there too. So something to think about if there's a way that we can contact those leaders to let the youth of those organizations know that they're going to be the ones doing these things in 50 years. Just a thought.
Yeah, and I
50
think,
years is going to go by fast. I didn't think, you know, it was going to happen back in 75.
yeah, right. It seemed like a thousand years away.
And then yesterday. Yeah.
Well, and I think you make a good point. Even a simple thing like identifying people in photos,
Yeah.
you know, like
Yeah.
is helpful because you know the generations pass or people forget, and like, well, who is it? Who are these people? You know,
Yeah.
I remember there was a at Irving School they had a. I know they were cleaning out or the old Lincoln School, you know, the old high school, and they were going to throw out a bunch of stuff. There were photos,
Yeah.
and it was pictures of Irving School, like when it was you went up to 8th grade, and they were like basketball teams,
Yeah.
you know, and they were going to throw them out, you know, because they didn't know they, you know, and it ended up, you know, and at the time my grandfather was alive, but there was a picture they won the city or the valley championship of eighth
Right,
grade.
right.
And, you know, he looked at it and he said, oh, that's boom, boom, boom. He knew every person in the picture because, you know, he was in it. But it was, you know, I think it's important, those kind of things. So, you know, it's something you could do easily now when you know who they are
Yeah, you name them now.
instead of
Yeah.
waiting 50
Yeah.
years and you can't remember who it
Yeah.
is.
It's like
But,
back when we were in grammar school, I don't know if they still do it. They used to have each one had a class picture, but there was no names attached to them,
yeah.
you
Well, it's
know? And if
hard.
you didn't remember your classmates, you didn't know who the kids were.
Yep.
Actually, today I reposted a memory that came up that had Chubby Curtis in it, and some of the other local people of that age would remember. So just something to think about. And a couple of pictures that I had posted from the past tree lighting, I actually put names to some of the people in the photograph. So hopefully in 50 years, if Facebook is still alive, you know, they'll be able to find those or search them somehow. Just a
Yep.
thought.
So, all right. Well, that's a good point. So, try to keep on that. Any other further business? Okay. Then, without objection, with 6:32, wishing you all our gratitude for all your efforts this year and wishing you a great happy holiday.
Happy holidays.
Thank you very much. See you soon. Thank you.